are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Feeling stuck with outdated roles in your marriage? Refreshing roles can be like giving your relationship a makeover. It's about updating how things work to keep things fresh and supportive. So let's talk about how to shake things up and make roles work better for you and your significant other. We are joined once again this week by my pastor, Pastor Genesis Matipela, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, Sister Zanel. How are you this morning?
I am good. Is the suit ready for tomorrow, Mfundisi?
Hey, it's ready.
Okay.
And the jersey on Sunday. Jersey, yeah. You know, I'm a coast.
Please don't upset the listeners.
Okay. All right. Yes, I know the suit is ready.
Okay. All right. No, we thank God for that. So before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Sure. Our Father in heaven, we come again before the throne of mercy, thanking you, dear Lord, for offering us a sacrifice that we cannot replace, dear Lord. We want to thank you, Father, as we begin on this journey this morning. May you help us, dear Lord, as we end this discussion today, that we may all leave this place satisfied. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we have been speaking about all things a man and his wife here, and we've learned quite a lot. So today we want to look at how can we refresh, our marriage roles. So how can now upgrading marriage roles lead to a stronger relationships?
Yeah, thank you so much, Sister Zanele. You know, when from this question, the word that I've just picked from your introduction earlier on is updating.
Yes.
I mean, you have gone out of debt, or it's outdated now.
Mm.
To update, you know, it's like it reminds me of softwares.
Okay.
You know, it require frequent updating.
Yes.
Gadget to give you the best of it.
Mm.
The same with our marriage relationships. I'll take roles as a software that determines the quality of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Date them each time as required. You are likely to have a stronger relationship.
Mm.
So the problem here comes when outdated roles are ignored as functioning. They are just, no, they are functioning. So why should we? Yet here we are saying, having said what I've said during the week, there is need to refresh our roles. Yes, and another word that I've just picked from the question is how. How can update how?
Mm.
I want our fellow listeners to understand that before you ask the question how, you need to ask the question why. Yeah, because if your why question is stronger, then your how part is easier.
Mm.
So here, the how part then will become easier once you know why you should refresh roles, why you should update a roles. Then the how part of it, of updating, or the benefits coming with updating will become easier. Was one thing that we just need to be in mind on the how part is that, we in every relationship, as we're talking about roles, there's need for mutual respect and equality.
Mm.
This is what refreshing roles does to any relationship, because it promotes equality and mutual respect as we are updating. Continue updating. Don't remain in the 1980s. You know what?
Yes.
The problem with us is that we remain in the 1980s and we are imprisoned in those years.
Yeah.
And as updates are coming, we are saying this. Sometimes, I'm sorry to say this way, sometimes they say this is feminism.
Mm.
Or they say this is just activism. Mm. No. Let us be flexible in adjusting roles, in refreshing our roles, so that we promote equality and mutual respect. Also, you find that most relationships have been affected by communication.
Yeah.
Once you engage in updating roles, you will find that this encourages open communication and teamwork.
Mm.
There is no way that you can update role by one. You see, or you'll hear it as we go through the lesson. Also, updating roles, it fosters emotional intelligence. You know, we are emotional beings, Sister Zanel. Let us be emotional beings.
Yes.
Let us ignore this emotion part of it.
Mm.
We should always try, as we are updating, and this is how it creates a stronger relationship.
Yeah.
By fostering emotional intelligence and empathy. Get into someone's shoes. That's how we are updating. And also, the strongest one is that, updating our roles actually makes us reduce conflicts and stress.
Mm.
That's the our part of doing this thing, you know. Mm. That's the yes. But also, Sister Zanele, the updating part of it comes with benefits.
Okay.
That's why we end up having a stronger relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, when you're saying there must be a reduction of stress, burden, and it increases efficiency, this is where shared responsibilities come.
Mm-hmm.
So you update your roles in your homes, then you need to come to a point where on the gadget code relationship, then pops up the software, and then it comes shared responsibility. Just tap it, and you see things happening, reduce the stress, reduce the burdens, and increase the efficiency in your marriage and flexibility. When it pops up, just the tap, then update. And as you update, you find that you start adapting to changing circumstances.
Mm.
Yes. And personal growth, we cannot leave this out as well.
True. So what steps can couples take, Mfundisi, you know, to refresh their roles without causing conflict? You know, you mentioned now in your previous answer that when sometimes we have to update, people would say this is feminism, this is activism, you know, there would be all manner of other discussions, you know, that take place. So how do couples do the updating without digressing and without causing any conflict between the two?
Okay. You know, the issue of updating or refreshing the roles, our marriage roles, trying not to cause a conflict requires a preparation.
Mm.
Yeah, don't just come from nowhere and start throwing your suggestions up haphazardly. No. You need to schedule a calm, private conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it is good to do good, but it is wrong to do good at a wrong time or at a wrong place. So always when you want to avoid conflict, find good time, find good place where it is calm, where it is conducive. And then while you are still preparing, on your own, this I said, you just need to reflect on individual needs, individual desires, and individual concerns. And the most important part of preparation now is identifying areas of role adjustment. Don't just come and start shooting all over. You need to streamline to the role adjustment, which roles, because if you bring it in its wholesome, we might end up not catching any butterfly if we try chasing butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
So just need to kind of know which roles need adjustment. Yes. Also, when the next step that you need to take into when you have prepared this way, when you come together, you need to jointly identify areas for improvement. Yeah, this is done jointly, sister.
Yeah.
You don't bring things and just say, well, at least we are discussing, we end up finding a common ground where we jointly identify areas for improvement. And then in the process, we also need to discuss potential solutions together.
Yeah.
Yes, together. And the most important thing, or the most important step here, is to prioritize mutual benefits.
Okay.
We are going to live together, Sister Zanele.
Mm.
And where there's a quarrel, there are more than one people. And the fact that we are two in this home, we need to prioritize mutual benefits.
Mm.
I know what I feel it's right, but if it's not okay for my partner, I need to find a common ground and say, okay, this is what we have found that both of us will benefit from.
Mm.
So let's. And by so doing, we end up setting shared goals and objectives.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But remember, Sister Zanele, remember, we are touching conflictable issues here.
Yes.
So in so doing, while you are going through the steps, you need to stay calm and focused.
Mm.
And address issues promptly. You know, another thing is to choose optimal moment for discussion. Yeah, you know, it's not, I'm sorry to say this, I'll continue. You know, it's not good that you know that Amakos is playing the Orlando Boys and it's dark. and it's at 3 o'clock, then you schedule that discussion at 3 o'clock. I can be there to please you, but my mind is not there. So let us always find an optimal time, optimal moments where we can say, we can sit down without any mind wandering anyway. And let's have time. Let's allow time for adjustment. Rome was not built in a day.
Okay.
But then don't expect that after discussing, after taking these steps and you have discussed it, then we expect tomorrow it's changed. It's all changed. We need to allow time for adjustment. So be patient.
So if Mfundisi, that conversation was had and you were still heartbroken that Liverpool lost, you know, and then I proceed with the changing of the roles, how important is that communication when the roles change or the other partner is not aware or they are aware, they're just so slow? You find that maybe you are supposed to cook 3 times in a week, but then jiggy, you when you come into the kitchen, I'm already finished cooking, you know, and I didn't communicate that. So how important is communication in that regard when now we are changing the roles?
Yeah, you see, already from what you've alluded to, there are elements of misunderstandings and assumptions. Sister Zanele, common sense is not common.
Okay.
So you need to communicate. Don't assume that I know. Don't assume that it's obvious. So communication is key because it avoids misunderstandings and assumptions. I'll know what exactly you want. You know what exactly I want. You know exactly the role that you should play. And I'll know exactly the role that I should play. And also, communication, in so doing, it ensures mutual understanding and agreement. That's communication. And another thing that communication does, why it's so important, it fosters impact and emotional support.
Yeah.
And in so doing, encourages teamwork. Collaboration. Yeah, but this thing called... communication, it's a package that comes with some benefits. Yeah, your relationship is, your relationship bond is strengthened by effective communication. Maybe, may I say something, Sister Zanele, to my listeners out there?
Yes, please.
Whatever challenges that we are going through in our homes, it's because we are lacking effective communication. Yeah, you may be expecting roles to change, but if you don't communicate, sister, it will remain they are. That's very important. And also another package of that comes with effective communication, it increases trust and understanding, which is any relationship and paramount importance. And also it reduces conflict and stress. Yeah, conflict and stress. You know, the issue, maybe like I said earlier on, that if you don't tell me, I will not know. That I don't know, I will not do it the way you expect.
Yes.
So by not doing the way you expect, then there is a conflict. That entails, let us communicate in our marriages. Yes.
So, Mpundisi, how can a couple now tell, or what are some of the signs that a couple should look out for to say, hey, yes, now we should change? Here's a couple, Mpundisi, as an example. They got married in the first year of marriage. You know, they sat down, they discussed, they planned, everything was okay. 5 years down the line, they're still having the same rules. Is it a matter of time, or is it a matter of seeing that this thing is not working? Let's rather re-sit down and change it. What are the signs that couples should look out for?
Okay, you know, one thing that will tell us signs, or that will lead us into knowing the signs that this is now time to change or to discuss issues of adjustment in roles in our marriage, I want us to understand that we have what personal issues, personal signs. We have relational signs, and we also have role related signs. So I'm not going to exhaust all of them, but I just want you to, I just want my fellow listeners to just get a glimpse of it. Now, with personal signs, you know, the moment you start feeling overwhelmed and burnt out, it's a sign. Yeah. The moment you start feeling that, you know, I'm overwhelmed, you know, you can spend the whole day at home doing these house chores. And by the end of the day, you are overwhelmed, you are burnt out, and you feel like, hey, can something be done so that I can be released from this prison? It's a sign already that there must be adjustments in your roles. And also, the moment you start to have a lack of personal fulfillment and purpose, Auntie Zanele, may I tell you the truth?
Mm.
We are created beings and created for a purpose.
Okay.
Purpose is informed with my passions. As I start pursuing my passions, I'm kind of fulfilling the purpose why I'm created.
Yes.
So, yeah, if I'm feeling that lack of purpose, then that's a big sign that there is need for adjustment of roles.
Mm.
And also another sign would be the moment I start changing, I start changing my interests and my passions, it's another sign. That in as much I'm starting to change my passion, I'm starting to change my interests, I need also an adjustment in the roles.
Mm.
Especially when you talk of shifting career or education goals.
Mm.
You know, the moment I start saying, okay, Sister Sanel, you want to pursue your career.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And in pursuing your career, you know that I cannot continue bearing children. It, in our traditional role, they say it is your duty to bear children. Then already there's need for you to sit down and talk about this. I always say to young women, maybe again, Sister Zanele, since we are ending this today, I just want to say this to my fellow listeners as well as my fellow friends there. When we are preaching or when we are teaching marriage lessons, let us bear in mind that it's not a one-sided coin.
Yes.
Not a one-sided game. Listen, let us not just delve on Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 and forgetting that there is verse 21. Yeah, let us always try to give a double-sided coin so that as we are moving in this journey, we leave it to the couples to choose which one to take and which one to follow and how to blend.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, people, they think these are the roles and they mustn't change.
Mm.
And even if I feel like I want to change career, which might take me to tech, how then are we going to do it? No. We remember you have roles of taking care of children here. We cannot change.
Mm.
Yeah. That kills someone. That kills someone. And also there's a time when you just feel emotionally exhausted. Yeah, now I'm finished. That's a big thing.
True. And it happens.
Yeah, it happens. You know, you're just personal. And at the end of the day, you see why mostly people who are in relationships, they are depressed and they suffer depression. It's because of emotional exhaustion.
Mm.
What it does, it starts small. But as you continue stacking yourself in that, then it ends up being depression. And you are on medication now. These are personal. So I tried to emphasize on personal signs because by the end of the day, it is me. And it is you. It is not us. I want us to bear that in mind. It is me. It is you.
Mm.
It is not us. So we need. That's why I have tried to emphasize on personal signs. Yeah, but the relational signs as well. You have increased conflict or tension.
Yeah.
The moment you start having that, then you know it's a big sign that there is need for change.
Mm.
And communication breakdown. When you see you're giving each other one answer, one word answers, then you know something is wrong here.
And I'm fine.
See, I'm fine.
Yeah.
fine. You know, those answers will tell you that things are not okay.
Mm.
In a relationship, when you start feeling stuck or stagnant, once you start feeling stuck or stagnant, it's a sign. Maybe let me just jump to role related signs. An equal division of household chores. Very big one. Yeah, maybe because of our time, like I said, I'm not going to exhaust all of them, but these are some.
Thank you so much, Mpundisi. You have spoken. So if someone is listening for the first time today, from the conversation we've had on Monday up until today, what is that one thing that you want them to take home with? If they've missed everything, what is that one thing that they should remember?
Okay, the one thing that I want us to remember is even if you have not heard me from Monday, there's only one thing that I want us to understand, that we are dynamic beings.
Mm.
We move. What we call growth is the movement of life. And as we move with life, our interests change, our passions change. And in so doing, let us not cause marriage to be a stagnant thing. It must also change in roles as we move, not change in principles. but change in roles. The principle remains and the roles change. So bear that mind. And this is very serious, Auntie Zanelle. May I say it again? In marriage, the principle of marriage does not change.
Okay.
The roles are allowed to change.
Mm.
And let's not be rigid as couples in our homes there. Let's have time to discuss on these issues of roles. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Pundis, please do pray for our couples.
Thank you. I will do so. Our gracious Father in heaven, we come for the throne of mercy again, thanking you, dear Lord, for the discussion that we had. Father, I just want to come with all married couples into your hands. You know, dear Lord, this marriage institution was not established by us, but by you. And by so doing, dear Lord, we explore each and every day how to make it better for us to live in them. And Father, I want to commit each and every couple into your hands that as they delve into this journey of taking marriage not as a stagnant, but principled and with roles that change, may you, dear Lord, give us wisdom that we may be able to come out with the best out of this relationship. We pray this, dear Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundis, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day and happy Sabbath in advance.
Thank you, Sister Zanelle. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.